Proverbs 3:33 says, "The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. The curse of the Lord, like mold, is in the house of the wicked." The wicked breathe the curse of God. The wicked eat the curse of God. The curse of God descends upon the wicked at night when they sleep. When they rise up in the morning, they put their feet down upon the curse of God, and they walk through it. "Surely he scorneth the scorner." O'Reilly would tell us God's not like that. "Scorneth the scorner, but he giveth grace unto the lowly." Now, we talked about in our Old Testament studies of grace, and this verse bears that out, that grace is not indiscriminate or arbitrary. That is, God doesn't just, it's not his nature to be gracious. It's not his nature to be gracious. That is, God is not just for all people, for all times, for all circumstances, naturally acting in grace. If he is, then as a science, you can expect it to always be there. And then you have to wonder why someone doesn't receive grace and other people do. And I think that's the Christian notion that starts blaming God, is to think that God is somehow locked into this dispensation of grace towards everybody under all circumstances for all time. You see that? What makes it grace and differentiates it from mercy or compassion is that God, in his own mind and his for own reasons, chooses to do it without consulting us. Chooses to suspend the sentence, chooses to give goodness, chooses to act in ways that he shouldn't act because it's inappropriate. You say, why is it inappropriate? It's inappropriate to forgive a murderer. It's inappropriate to excuse a sodomite and take away their sin as if they had never committed it. Gone to prisons where there are people that are child molesters, sodomites, abusers of all kinds, and I've hugged every one of them. I've preached the grace of God to them and called them brother in Christ. And I've told them, don't tell me what you did, because if I knew, I'd probably rather shoot you than preach to you. And they can appreciate that because they'd like to shoot each other too when they find out what the other guy's done. And sometimes they do kill each other. One of my best guys down there got strangled to death by some other guys who didn't like child molesters. He'd been born again and saved, but they never forgot. Isn't it something? God had forgotten it and they hadn't. God had put it away and forgiven me. You see, God ought not do that. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't forgive a child molester, molested one of my kids. I'd never forget it. Just not right. And God's not bound to do it any more than I am. And if he chooses to do so, it's in his own mind and heart why he does it. And it's called grace. Damn them all, but some found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's what makes it grace. This is a brief portion taken from Grace 5 in our series, Grace Through the Bible, taught by Michael Pearl. You can locate us at nogreaterjoy.org.